I'm fine. This is what it's like upstairs in the... Okay, we'll get a taste of it. It's a pasuk. Parshas Kitzetze. Not a much small nekuda. Not mistaken, it has the most mitzvahs. Parshas Kitzetze. 70-something, I'm not allowed, so it's packed. But we have the level. Moyovi amoyli umoyovi bekahal Hashem. Al barashel kidmu eschem, belechem ubemayim. Different rishonim, if it's going on amoyim, omoyim, if I'm both in one. But the neser bekahal is a tfiyah. Satan Chazal was a chasson of a chorus atoyim from the nice light. Avram was hated in light. He saved his life. And then after, when they came, so it says, Loikid Mu'eschem Lechem B'mayim, the Derech B'tzeischem Yimitzrayim. So there's a Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha, on the Pasuk by Malki Tzedek, when Avram, after the Muhammad Malacha, Malki Tzedek, wrote Lechem B'yayim. So the Zohar says that in Kol Ha Maktim Sholoyim, Maktim Shalom, he goes out to greet someone who's bombing a derech. He's kilu nosan loy lechem v'yayim. He's mechayeyu. You mechayeyu him. It's kilu. You greet all you greet with bombing a derech, and you greet him. You maktim. Maktim Shalom. There's another nusach. Maktim b'divrei Shalom b'tachanunim. Kilu nosan loy lechem v'yayim. And if you're not, you mechasreyu from his chiyus. And the Gemara says like this, the Zohar says, what's the mocker for this? And it brings this pasuk, it says, the time in Amna Moiv, al davar shal kidmu eschem lechem ubemayim. It's clearly so needed food. They needed food, lechem, they had the man, yayim, they had the be'er. Vayistais from the Zohar that the be'er also was yayim. The be'er was water, that's derech agav. Water, but it says that they had the be'er. Alamai had kol ha'taymin. It had kol ha'taymin, just like the mon. The be'er had the same skula. But the first, is it mamish yayin or just had a tam of yayin? Vice says it was mamish. Whatever yayin does, it had all these skulas of yayin. But I call potem so frek the zay. What do you mean? What's the tree in there? Klal Yisrael had all the lech. So it says that it means it doesn't mean lechem be'yayin. The zay means. It means that they weren't makdim them with a shalom aleichem. That's the tefiyah. Not that he didn't bring us food. We came out of Mitzrayim. We don't say hello. How are you doing? You know, you had a hard time in Mitzrayim. It seems like the Zohar's darshan devar al devar eshalo kidmu. Different times in the Torah it says the word devar and it means al devar eshmita. Chazal darshan. Different times it says devar. It means words. You have to say shmoit here too. Al devar. That's what the Zohar says. So the Zohar is darshni over here. This is a moment of Kazakh. The Tzvi and Amun Amoyev is what? Chal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. You don't say Shalom Aleichem. You don't say hello, how you doing? You need anything? But you see from the Zohar that the Pshat is because it's Mechai. What's the Moshel to Lechem V'yayin? Why is it like if you greet someone, you did a Matoiv, you're a nice guy. What does it have to do with Ki'ili, you gave him Lechem V'yayin? The Zohar says, Lechem v'yayin sustains a person physically. But when you greet him, and you makir him, you goyris him, you mechayei him spiritually, emotionally, his neshama. There's food for the guf, and there's something that's mechayei the neshama, which is also the person. So it's the same lechem v'yayin. It's mozoy. It's mozon aguf. It's like going over and saying shom aleichem to someone. And how are you? You're new. A lot of new people there. In yeshiva, in the shir, all over. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? You mechaye him. And if you're not, you mechasrei him. A person has to have that. The Baal Amor in the Hakdomo. The first Baal Amor in Shas, in Brochus. He starts off, and he's Jewish over there. He says that the neshama of a person is called kovod. L'man is a miracle kovod. Called covet. a nekuda that the masbir, because its chiyus is not only it gives cover to the Eibishter, but when you machabit it, so that's what gives it its chiyus. When you walk by someone and you ignore him, you're walking up the steps. Well, in the elevators could be different. The elevator is a no talking room. Fine. I'm not asking to break that. At least if I'm in the elevator, that is my 1 minute of silence the whole day in the elevators. It's great. But if you're passing someone in the steps, it's not just saying hello. It's ki'ilu you mechayim, and if not, you mechasveyim. The moyer dekazach, the chiyus that you can give a person. In by Egla Rufa, it says Bezin says when they bring the Egla Rufa, they say Yadeinu lo shofchu. It's Adam Hazeh. And why would you think? Yeah, where was Bezin? Says Rashi brings down the Gemara in Soita that they say we were makayim mitzvahs levaya. Meaning we were malade him when he left. We were makayim levaya. And if not, there's a tefiya that you're a gram in his being killed in the receiver. Why? Why is it? In what way does mitzvahs levaya being malade someone in any which way save him, protect him from a ritzicha? So you malav him. Malav him doesn't mean that you're with him now. You walked him out. So whatever the shir levai is, there's a tfiyah on you. It's him shotim. It's maral over there, but akoponim. The ultimate kelmi says, because if you malav him, he feels like he's worth something. It gives him confidence. He's worth something. It would have given him the ability to stand up against people who were coming to kill him and start up with him. But if you're not malave him, he doesn't have that. So you could be responsible for that ritzicha. You weren't mechaber in property. Being mechaber a person is tremendous energy you give a person to be. It's very, very important for all of us to know. Okay. Why is it so hard to say? I'm not talking to everyone, myself included. Why is it so hard to greet to hello? Very good morning. It's nice to see you. Some people have it naturally. I don't. To me, it's a big avodah. My avodah, I'm always preparing shiur when I'm either going upstairs or downstairs. There's other things in my mind. So it's hard. I have to get out of that. So it's a big avodah for me. But what is it so hard? I'm trying to understand. Hello, Mike, because everyone's in their own world. Everyone's in their own world, busy thinking about where I'm going to go for Shabbos. That's most of the week. Where I'm going to eat for Shabbos. And I'm busy with my own. That's number one. The second thing is also sometimes, like I'll greet him, maybe he'll need something. What if he like asks me? I have enough on my head. I said, that's wrong, because greeting someone doesn't mean that you have to say, here's my number. If you need anything, call. It doesn't say that. You don't want to give out your number. Don't give out your number. Today, people, when you say, oh, nice, you're new here. If you need anything, just ask me. It became very, very cheap. Because you don't mean it. When you say to someone, if you're anything, just call. You mean it? What, is he going to call you with something? No, so don't say it. You don't have to say that. Like a person feels not proper if I don't say that. It's wrong. If you're not able to help someone with anything he needs, Don't say it. Say nice. You can give him some advice if you have. If not, just say hello. The nekuda is not the nekuda here in the pasuk. Al dvarash ali kidmu doesn't say amen amoyev. Didn't say anything you need. Please call. They didn't say shalom aleichem. How are you guys doing? I know you had a hard time. You had to share. Maybe so should be mechazik you to greet them. And that's all it is. We have. Like I said, there's a lot of mitzvahs in this week's parasha. I mentioned Nekuda. So Rashi says at the beginning of the parasha, how one Avera brings to another Avera. There's a connection between all the Seder of the Ifas Toyer, Ben Soyer Moyer, and also in the mitzvahs. First one is Shiloh HaKan, Ki Yikra Kan Tzipo Lefonecha Baderech. Mitzvah Shiloh HaKan. Interesting. That right, the mitzvah before Shiloh HaKan is the lav lehiya kli gever al isha. An isha is not allowed to wear big day of a man. The lehiil bash gever simlas isha ki soyavas Hashem lekecha koloi seelu. Also says soyavas Hashem lekecha, like Rashi explains. And right next to that is shiluach hakem. There's always a smicha. See, darshan smicha. In Devorim, Sefer Devorim, everyone darshan's smicha. Yeah. So what's the smichas? What's the smichas between the lav of the silbash and shiluach haken? That's what Tupshatim in Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'll tell you what's a mission. He says that if an isha wants to do shiluach haken, she has to climb up a tree. But it's hard to climb a tree. You have to wear pants. She shouldn't wear, she's not allowed to wear big the godam of an ish, even to be mekayim a mitzvah. Interesting. To pay me a friar. Okay. But in Hershel here, it says something beautiful. Shem Shem Fanish. He says, what's the yisoy the iser of le silbash? A lady should wear ladies' begotten and a man should wear men's begotten. Besides that, pshute shel mikro, kisoy avas Hashem. He says because Kadosh Baruch Hu created an isha, each one has a different tafkid. An isha's tafkid is not what an ish does. When an ish goes out, he does his thing. Ish is yoytzei l'melchama. That's not the tafkid of an isha. She should, the mechuvan of not dressing like a man is because she has her tafkid. Don't switch her tafkid. The Eibishter gave her her koiches. One of them is she's not yoytzei l'melchama. The Targum over here, more in Parsha Shoftim, the Targum Yoynesim, he brings it. He says that lo yia kli gever al isha means not only the clothes, it means kli zayin. An isha is not allowed to walk around with weapons, like a soldier. That's yoyv lo silbash. That's nichlal in lo silbash. So the Targum there is mevur, azay l'choyer, the Targum there is mevur, that an isha's, Rav Shamsa Paul says, it's an isha's job. She's supposed to stay at home, take care of the kids, bring her kids to cheder, make her husband lunch, iron his shirts, so he can go learn, do his avodah. That is the top of the line. That is what her koich is on, that's what she can do. And the Torah says, don't switch it, because you mezalzel. Why does it sometimes an isha, today's day in the world, how come an isha always, today's day, they switch. She wants to be the big executive, they want to go to the army, because why do they want to be, do what men do? Because people are mezalzel and they don't realize the real koiches of what an isha is cut out to do and what she could do. So they think, oh, it's due to the weakness, the emotional, physical weakness, so they're less support. Adarab. The Eibishter to put them there because that's how, those are the koiches that they need to do their job. So don't be loisilbash. Don't be mezalzel. The Targum brings down when Yael, the melchama with Sisera, right? Yael, and she killed Sisera. She's the one who killed him, chopped off his head. Then how did she kill him? Wasn't with a sword. It says she took the peg. It wasn't an iron sword or an iron cleat. She took the peg. There was a peg in the tent. She took out the peg. Smashed it through his head. She hammered it through his head. That's what he done. Why'd she take the peg? Sisera had weapons on him. Says the Targum because of Lisilbash, Leikli gave Alisha such weapons. You see that? Basically, she just realized here. They don't need the weapons. They can do. Women can do anything. Caleb they have in the house, just give them a wooden peg, they'll do anything. Don't think it's less dangerous. Look at how that also. So says Reb Shamshon Yefrol Hirsch as follows. In the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, the aim is Revetzes Alabonim. And you have to go, you have to send away the aim and then take the bonim. He says, it's dafka the aim, not the av. You know why? When you go to a bird nest, father doesn't wait around. A father doesn't wait around until you get close. He's not crazy. He sees someone coming close to him. He's smart. He flies away. He's not going to stick around over there. You might catch him. But the mother hangs around till the last second. Because the midas harachmonus that a mother has for her children, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was matbiya in animals also, she hangs around. Either it's a sakona for her, maybe he'll take her, but she stays around till the last minute possible. So the Torah is telling you, don't exploit that. You're going to have an asoyin by Shiluach HaKam. Maybe I should take the mother also. Maybe I should take the mother also. You have a nice meal. No, don't exploit that. She's staying here because of the kesher of Hamidas HaRachmonos. Be makir in that maila. There's a maila that she has. Don't take it. That's the connection between the Leisilbash and the Yisr of Leisikachay. It's being makir. It's a pshat. It's being makir in her koiches. It's not a weakness. Oh, look, the father flies away. The mother can't. It's not a weakness. She has what you don't. Someone asked me last year when the airports were closed. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to leave the country. Need a lot of serious nefesh to leave the country. A lot of the oilim left. They went through Egypt. Egypt, different ways, right? A lot of the oilim here left through Egypt. Anyone here? No one here went through Egypt or a lot of guys in Egypt and Jordan, different ways. It wasn't Pasha. Interesting. No one came back that way. Come back here, no one did. I didn't hear anyone that came back there to saw the next month. They waited 2 weeks till we could come back. Don't know why. But anyway, the oil left. So, and Avreich came to me. Avreich with three kids. He said he's here for a year, and this was his bainest month to get out, and he's planning, and the airports are closed. He wants to go, but his wife is nervous. She's nervous because the kids are nervous. You want to go, you go. I'm not taking my little kids to So he wanted to, can I come over to the house? Maybe Rebbe could talk to her, mechazik her, give her a brocha, convince her nothing's happening. I said, no. I said, you're looking at it, that's a weakness. It's not a weakness. That's what a mother is. She has, maybe she won't go back, but she can't. The rachmanos of a mother on her children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's her mind. You don't have that. Not unreasonable. That's his chat in the smichas. That is the sugis of Shiluach HaKen is in Chulin. The sugis in Chulin. The halacha is by Shiluach HaKen, it's only if the bird's nest is grounded. Lefanecha baderech. It says ki kori kantzik lefanecha baderech bechol eight oy al ha'oretz. Let's say it's not ala oretz. It's floating in the air. It's flying through the air. No mitzvah shiluach again. It's ala oretz. So the Gemara declares a shayla. What's the din? Kan b'roishay shel odom. Kan b'roishay shel odom. Is there a mitzvah shiluach again? It has to be ala oretz. It's not ala oretz. It's b'roishay shel odom. It's on someone's head. A bird made a nest on someone's head. Is there a mitzvah from shiluach again? So the Modi's maskona is yes, it brings a posuk, Adoma al Roishoy. But a person has Adoma, it still has its shame, and a person still is called Adoma. Okay, it's still called Al Oretz. Chulin Kufla Mutesim and Base. I want to just mention one or two Nikutas. It's a Modi Zachtis Gemara. Portion, yes. So in the Ben Yoyoda. He says, it's a shayla that's not even a ger. Is it possible? It's a double rochot mo'oy that birds make a nest on someone's head. Is it bechlal in the realm of possibility? You go near a bird that flies away. When's the last time a bird was on someone's head? And even if you betray him, they're going to make a nest. The birds don't make nests on people's head. So, okay. So, shayla. So he says, the Ben Yehuda says, I was going to mention this, it's a chiddush to me, that every single piece of Gemara, sometimes it sounds modna, it's like a gadata. There's a lot of soydis from Chazal, just like in the Torah, it's pshat, remez, shush, v'soyd, the soyer is the soyd. There's a lot of remozim, He says, just like you have it in Torah Shebiksav, in the Gemara is the same thing. It's Yidua. Torah Shebapeh Chazal Hel, a lot of secrets in the Gemara. Some of them in Divrei Agoda that we can't have. And some of them even in Pshuta Shel Gemara. This is Ramazim. A lot of times it's a lot of Jewish things. And he says, this is one of those. And he says, what's the... I'm not gonna, I want to point over this. I'm not going to go through the whole piece over there in the Ben Yehuda. But he says, many mitzvahs, it's not possible for us to be Mekayim. Yet, a person has to have a shaykhus to do Taryak mitzvahs. Different mitzvahs. Even in this week's parasha, Ben Tzoyer Mor, Ben Tzoyer Umoyle, he wrote something that we shouldn't be Mekayim. Mitzvahs Gerish. There's a lot of mitzvahs that. Now, we know what Chaim Loshen brings down. Every mitzvah is keneged evori ha'odom. The 613 mitzvahs. Ramach mitzvahs esse is keneged ramach gidin. Shasa loisase is keneged evom. Every time you do a mitzvah, it's machaye that aver, and if you're aver, it's a pagan. It's the erech of Gemara and Tzoyf Makas, but that's what he brings down the nefesh ha'chaim. So the Chorin mitzvah, well, we can't be machaye more than mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs that were given to a Kohen. There's mitzvahs that were given to a Kohen. What if he can't? Ki kori lefonech. What's the answer? So, comes the Ben Yoyoda, and he says like this. He says, if a person is mitzayer in his head, he thinks about it, and he pictures that there's a kan with birds, and hineni muchon umezumon to be mekayim mitzvah shiluach hakem, and he goes through the motions, and he's mitzayer, yeah, without the 3D glasses. On his own, he could do it. He doesn't need the picture. He put himself in that place, and he understands the soul of the mitzvah. It's ki'ilu kiyem mitzvah. All the hashpoyos from the mitzvah you have, and he brings down there. Kayadua mina mikubolim, mina gedoyle mikubolim, that when Rosh Hashanah was chal on Shabbos, no tkiya shofar, they would go up to the bima, open up a machzer, and be mitzayir from themselves, kiilu, they would have all the kavanos, kiilu, they're blowing shofar, the echot mehem, he brings down, would even call out, tkiya, shorim shrua, tkiya, there's no shofar. They didn't go and think, where's this guy coming from? He says, nope. He says, when goes on, so he says, that's the remez in the Gemara, Kam Barosha Shalodom. The remez in the Gemara that the sugi is about is not the real, if you find the Kan. Avada, that's the Pshat. But when it's in your Rosh, the Kan is Barosha Shalodom. For someone who can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he's Metzayer at Barosha, what should be his Kavanos? And he goes through the whole Gemara over there. Till now, we spoke about it in the Nefesh HaChaim Shia, that what's the other answer? How's a person supposed to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs? So the Achronim say that if you learn the parsha in the Torah, it's Kilu Kiyim. Just like by Korbanos, Kolo Isik, the Torah is Oyla, Kilu Hekir Oyla, Mikilu Hekir Mincha, which state that if you learn a parsha in the Torah, and you learn it on being, it's Kilu, you Mekayim the mitzvah. Hear the Ben Yehuda, something else. You picture. Picture yourself, and you imagine yourself doing the mitzvah. It's kilu you did the mitzvah. Right? In the Kaiva, a lot of mitzvahs. You have to be good. You have to be good. You have to focus and picture it. So this is me'ein the Baal Shem. It's Yidua from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem said, where a person thinks he is, he is. That's what the Baal Shem said. Where you think you are, you are. Means it? Never heard it? You should know it. If you're sitting in front of your Gemara and you're thinking about eating lunch, you are not in front of your Gemara. You're in the lunchroom eating lunch. That's where you are. Physically, you're sitting here. But a person's machshava, that is where he is. You're from the Baal Shem. If you're not focused on where you are right now, you're not there. The physical being a place. Well, then vice versa. If you're somewhere else and you're kilu in front of the Gemara going through the sugya, that is where you are. It's very similar. So you put yourself in the matzah of the mitzvah. But what's interesting is, this Gemara. I saw in the Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef, he brings from the Munkacher in Likutei Torah. He says he heard a story. Shamati me'echod mi'chachmi Vilna. This is Agav. One of the Chachmi Vilna said that he was having a big machloikis with one of the Karoim. They didn't believe in Torah, so they used to make fun of the Torah. And this Karoi came up, and he was making fun of the Torah. One of his examples was, by mitzvah shinuach hakam, the Gemara who declares the Shaila about kan v'roi shinuach. That's what you guys are doing. It's not possible. Did you ever hear of a kan v'roi shinuach? And there's a Shaila, if you have to shinuach hakam, that's gone yet. He was making fun of the Torah. There's no such thing. What are you guys doing? So this, one of the Chachmi Vilna, says he showed him in one of the storybooks, the science books from Chachmi Yovan. Chachmi Sefer Amen from Yovan. So it described over there about the Maisa HaNazirim. By Goyim also, they have the Zirim, that they're Poirish from all Oilam Hazeh. And it's documented in those books as follows. The Goyisha books, this is Me'umas HaOilam. These Chachmi, these Goyisha books from Chachmi Yovan, they mentioned the Chodesh HaVavas brings it down once, the Kuzari. But it says there that they were Oisek Bebitl Gashmius. They would be mafresh from all Gashmius, and they would just use their heads. They would go through different Sigufim, Begufam, the Yeshmehem. And one of the Sigufim was they would go be misboided in the Sodeh, Zman Rav, without moving. They would go out in the Sodeh and stay absolutely stationary for hours and days without moving. Ad kedekach, that the birds would look at them, the birds thought they were a statue. And the birds would come sit on the head. And they wouldn't move. So they would make nests on the head. There were people there from the museum that had bird nests on the head. That's what they said in Chachmi Yov. So Chachmi Vilna showed it to him. He said, it's matzu, you can have it. Now what's interesting is in the Orach HaShulchan, in Hilcha Shiluach HaKen, so he brings down the halacha of Kan B'Roish HaShalokam, like Yichayim, to do Shalokam, and he says, Losh Orach HaShulchan, Chain Imotza Kan, if you find the Kan, a bird's nest, B'Roish HaShalokam, Kimoi, HaParoim Shebimedinas Hoidu, like those Paroim and Hoidu, HaMizboididim B'Yorim B'Mokim Echot, V'Nikmatz Ofer Al Roishoy, and Mamela, the birds make bird's nests on the heads. Or the Shulchan brings it down. The Rambam paskins in Hilcha Shechita that Kan B'Roish and Shiluach HaKen Kan B'Roish Shel Odom the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the Rambam says even if the Kan is on an animal, not only B'Roish Shel Odom, let's say you find the bird nest on an animal. And the going over there says, Tzorachi? The Gemara never said that halacha. The Gemara said, when it's Beroish Shel Odom, because an Odom is still called Adoma, it's still on the ground. Where did the Rambam get it from? That even by an animal, Tzorachi. So comes the Maral, and very similar in the Chassam Sofer over there. And they say, Azoy, to answer the Rambam. They say, what was the Gemara Shaila? Kan Beroish Shel Odom. The halacha is, the Kan has to be Ala Oretz. If it's on a tree, if it's on something else, it's ala oritz. They say, if it's on a behemoth, avat it's ala oritz. That's ala oritz, not lifted. That's called ala oritz. That's poshut. The shaila, the Gemara had a tzad, or but maybe by an odom, it's not on the ground because there's a hefsek. Why should that be? Because a person has seichel. A person is not an animal. An animal is a moving tree. A person has seichel. A seichel, in the words of the Chassam Sofer, you can think about Hoichazachin and the Shemayim. So if a person has Seichel, it's not on the ground. There's the ground, and there's the mensch with the Seichel. So Mamela, a person has an Ashoma and a Seichel, he's not bottled to the ground. So the Gemara's whole Shaila, if the Kan is Ala Oritznat, was only by an Odom. By an animal, it's Pashat, it's on the ground. It was only by an Odom because of his Seichel. Maybe there's a Hefzik. So what was the Gemara's Hachro? Moses says, no. And Adam is also like an animal. It's on the ground. Because Adama. No brings a possible. Nice pshat. It's a nice pshat in the Gemara. It's the Rambam. But says the Maral like this. why is Taka an Odom like an animal? So he says, the word Odom, where does the word Odom come from? Adoma. Because an Odom was created from the Adoma. Earth, dirt. So how come an animal is not called Adoma? Who's closer to the Adoma? A person or an animal? An animal. So how come human beings are called Odom? An animal is called Behemoth. They're not called Odom. They were also created. So he says, because really a person is closer to that, has more the chinus of Adoma than an animal. Says the Morale as follows. What is earth? It's a doimeng, it's earth, nothing. But when you take a seed, you take a seed, a kernel of chita sa'ira, noki v'zach, and you put it in properly with water, the earth makes it grow. The earth has a bechina of growth. Things that are put in, it can grow into absolutely beautiful things, beautiful food, good food, and beautiful flowers. That is, if you want to know what is the nature and all the nutrient components of earth, it's not just that something you step on doesn't do anything, doesn't move. It has a power to make things grow, to bring out growth. So behema doesn't have that. A behema is called behema because, says the Maral, bo ma. Behema is what? Bo ma. What's here? What's here? What does it mean, what's here? What you saw the first day it was born is going to be there its whole life. Born a monkey, always a monkey. It's a little bit bigger. Nothing changes. Bo ma. Look at it the next day. Nothing changes. A person's not that way. He says a person has HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted the neshama inside the guf. The job is that the guf has to bring it out and make it grow. So who's more doimet to Adoma? An Adam, that's why it's called Adam. So it says the Mara, back to that Gemara in Chulin. Kan b'roishay shel Adam. If it's on a behema, avada. It's on Adama, dirt. But there was a tzad that an Adam, the ikr part of an Adam is the seichel, the neshama with the seichel. That's not dirt. That's not offer. So maybe that's a hefsek to that Adama. So there's no mitzvah shiluach hakan. It's not aloritz. The Gemara says no, because the neshama is bottled to the guf. And that's the important point over here. Yeah, you have neshama with seichel. So maybe we'd think we're much better than animals. You're not. The Gemara says we're not. The etzem, we're the same as animals. Just we have a neshama, we have a koyach to make it grow. But if you don't, you're the same as an animal. If you don't make it grow, no difference between you and an animal. And then you can join the animal rights groups, PETA. All the animal rights groups. What does it stand for? PETA. Anyone? No one? The animal rights, right? There's big groups out there, vegetarians and animal rights. So the Oilam knows for me already. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with animal rights? What's the point? What's wrong? Don't kill animals. Don't harm animals. Animals have rights. It sounds nice. You're vegetarians. Not for health reasons, but we don't kill animals. What's wrong with that? What's wrong? Why are those people crazy? Yes. What are they missing? So some of you will say, because they're machshav animals. Animals don't have rights. That's not where it's coming from. Why are they machshav animals? You know why they're machshav animals? Because they don't know what a person is. If you know what a person is and you know what your koichas are, there's no way you could compare what's the difference between me and an animal. They're not machshav people. They think people are beings. They themselves are animals. So they look at themselves in the mirror like they're behemoth. They don't realize they're koichas. So what's the difference between me and my dog? What's the difference between me and my dog? When you don't have the difference between you and your dog, the problem is not that you're machshav your dog. The problem is you don't know who you are. So a person has a neshama and a seichel. He can make himself grow. My raya to this, where am I coming from? My raya is, the pasuk says, ki yigach shor ish mishpatim. Ashore Eyu. Who's Re'eyu? When you're sure, Kiigach Shor Ish, Eshore Eyu. The Ibn Ezra over there brings down from Ben Buta. Ben Buta was one of the Mefarshim in the Dictum. Ben Buta says Re'ehu means the friend of the shore. When one shore is Negech, his friend. Kiigach Shor Ish, Eshore Eyu. When shore number one is Negech, his friend. Says the Ibn Ezra, that's wrong pshat. The Re'ehu is going on the Baal HaShor. Kiigach Shor Is Eshor Shel Re'ehu. And he says afterward, he says, shores don't have friends. Ein L'Shor Re'ehu Ela Ben Buta Bilvat. That's what he says to Ben Buta. Ein L'Shor Re'ehu Ela Ben Buta. So it's not, it's a shtoch. It's not just a shtoch. It means if you think shores can have friends with relationship with Re'ehu like people, that's because you're sure. You don't know the person. That's the Machon of the Ibn Ezra over there. Drakulponim. So that's an other. So the Nakuda of that Gemara, the Fida Maral, this is not, Rabbi said, it's not Jewish Vesoid, it's Pshat. The Gemara had a tzad, the Maral, it's Pshat there. The Gemara had a tzad that maybe because of the Seichel Veneshomo, so you're not on the ground. Says, well, no, you are. It's Adamus, like a behemoth. Just you have tremendous kreiches. Tremendous kreiches. And that have to be used. The person has to realize his potential of growth. Chodesh Elul is what's mesugal for that. Chodesh Elul and learning Musa. I'll tell you over a Chassam Sofer. There's a Chassam Sofer in Parshas Tzava. Probably said it over once. Who's saying pshat? Who says a pshat in a pasuk based on a piece in the Hagdoma of the Choyvetz Halvavos? The Hagdoma of the Choyvetz Halvavos. The Choyvetz Halvavos says in his Hagdoma. Choyvetz Halvavos says in his Hagdoma. If you read my Sefer, you're not going to find arguments to disprove the koifrim and everything like that. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting into the arguments. I'm not coming to prove. There's other sforim out there for that. He says, what is the tachlis of my sefer? He writes in that comment. Now listen. He says, I'll give you a mushal and you'll get it. The mushal is like this. Person's walking down the street and he walks into his friend's chotzer. Looks around, his friend's showing him around, this is my nice house, chotzer in the yard. And he's walking inside, and all of a sudden he's looking around carefully. He says, what's that? He says, that, look at it, what do you think of it? It's a rock with a lot of dirt on it, like the other rocks over here at the tunnel. So this friend, who the guest, he picks it up, and he starts chipping away a corner of the rock. Chips and polishes and scrapes and sandpaper, gets it down over and over and over. And all of a sudden, after a lot of work, he sees silver, shining, beautiful silver. It's rock like this. And shows it to his friend. He made a little piece of it. He said, look what's inside. Yeah, he says, I have an eye for these things. I saw that something was irregular about that. It's not a regular rock. He says, rock. So he takes the rock and he gets it over to him and he says, here. I showed you what's inside. Look what it could be. The rest is your job. The rest is your job. You sit down and do the rest. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, but I... Says the Choyvetz Halvavos, I'm that friend. In my Sefer, I'm coming to show you what you have inside, what you are capable of doing, what's the neshama inside you. Every single shahr over there, the shahr betochen, the shahr, Avodas Hashem. It's all about what you are capable of reaching. Now you know what's inside you. The rest you have to do. You have to polish the rest of the rock if you want it. The Chassam Sofer brings this down on what pasuk? A pasuk in Parshas Tetzava by Binyan HaMishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says at the beginning of the parsha, "Daber el Vayom Hashem Moshe, Daber el Kol Chach Melei, Asher Mileisiv Ruach Chochma." The simple pshat in the pasuk is, speak to the chachmei lev, who I have filled with which chachmei lev. It's a description of which chachmei lev, the ones that have chochm. Some sefer says no. He puts a comma in the pasuk. Daber el kol chachmei lev, comma. That's the person. What should you say to them? Tell them Hashem milaysiv ruachochm. The milaysiv ruachochm is not which chachmei lev to speak to. That's what you should tell them. You should go over to them and says, Rabbosai, all of you chachmei lev, number one, first and foremost, Hashem told me that He filled up the tank. The tank is full with gas. Milaysiv ruachochm. Why should you tell them that? Because if you don't, they don't know what they have. Now that they know they have Ruach Chochmah, they have to bring it out. Okay, that's your job. But you know what? When he says this, from Sefer, he brings this Chayvetz Al-Lovitz. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing what the Chayvetz Al-Lovitz did. So basically, you have to realize, all of us, that that's a big part of what Musa Seder is about. Sometimes a person opens, you open Sefer Musa, and it's a lot about what you shouldn't be doing. Don't do this. And everything that Midas has Zrizos. Why do we need Zrizos? Because if not, look what can happen to someone who doesn't have it. Look what it takes to get. When you learn such a sefer, it's really, it's a instruction manual of what. How does the machine work? We're all machines. It's a machine. You have to know how it works. And sometimes, you know, it's had a certain machine. It was a water dispenser. And one of the instructions was, there were two functions that can't be on the same time. A lot of times at the end of the instructions, how to use it, it says what not to do. Don't put these on the same time. And I don't read. I usually don't read. Like everyone, I don't know about the oil, but I just read here and there, get an overview of the rest, I'll figure out. But Wilson, one day I realized, it says, don't leave those on the same time, because then it only works at half the speed. You don't know that. So it's really a don't. But when it says, oh, I never knew it worked double the speed. Wow, you don't do that, it works double the speed. You learn about how the machine works. Yeah? So a Musa Seder is about what I am, what I'm capable of doing, what I can reach, where I'm capable of falling. The rest we have to do, like the Chayvetz HaFavah says. I'm going to end off with one more word. A word from the Chofetz Chaim. In Abbas Chesed, one last word. He says, Pshat in a Rashi. I'm going to say it over. Here's the Rashi. Give me a minute. Chofetz Aleph Yud. Usually, I say, really, I would ask the Oilam, where's the Rashi? To be Mizarah, to learn Chumash Rashi. You must learn Chumash Rashi. Otherwise, you're going to be an Amoritz. You want to be an Amoritz your whole life? Worse, when you get married, someone will be at the Shabbos table, someone will say a Chazal. And you say, yeah, I think it's a Zohar somewhere. We once had it in a Gemara. And your wife, who went to seminary, whoa, it's a Mefush Rashi. They told me this guy's one of the best in the Shia. He doesn't know Rashi. Yeah, she's, you know, she look at you like, so it's important for those two reasons. It's equally important. You have to learn Mefush Rashi. If you can't finish the whole parasha with Rashi, whatever you could. That's like basic. So, Chof Dalet Yud, the parsha of Halvo, Kisasha Bereacha, when you lend your Reacha, Masas Mu'uma, Masas like a Halvo. When you lend them a Halvo, Loi Sova Yel Beisa Lavet Avoyte. There's a lav. You're not allowed to go into his house. He doesn't pay you to take a mashka. Go to Bezdin. Bezdin takes the mashka. You don't go into you can't go in to take the mashka. But the lashon of the pasuk is kisasha berech, when you lend him Masas Me'uma. What's Me'uma? Rashi says, Masas Me'uma means Choyv Shel Klum. Me'uma means anything. Even a fruit, even a nothing. That's the word Me'uma. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? So what's the pasuk saying? If you lend your friend, even if it's like nothing, even if it's like masses of nothing, you still don't go into his house to take the mashka. If you're trying to tell me a chiddush, you should say a big loan. That's not a chiddush. Yeah, it's a masses move, but don't go take the mashka. You should say, even if you lent him $1 million, still you can't go in to take the mashka. You want to tell me a chiddush? You should say even a big loan. That's a big chiddush. Even if it's a gross halvah, still you can't take the mashka. What's the nakuda that masses mu'uma? If the posik is coming like the word mu'uma, it didn't just say when you lend your friend money, they don't take the mashka. It's talking about a certain type of havo, a masses mu'uma. What are you telling me? The big chiddush? Even if it's a what are you telling me with that word? The big, if you're trying to tell big chiddush, it should be $1 million numbers. One word. The mu'uma. What's this mu'uma? Choyv shel klum. Pshat in the posik of Yerashi. So tell what the Heilige Chofetz Chaim says in the Psicha to the Avos Chesed. He tells him this. L'choyre maize rabusa. Halayoyse rabusa, even if it's a mea dinor. So he says like this. He says, brings a Rashi in Mishpotim and a Rambam, puts them together. With this we have Pshat in our Rashi. Rashi in Mishpotim also is a parsha of Mashkin that says, if you got the Mashkin, I'll be bezdin. But you have to give it back. The Malva has to return the mashkin to the Loive when he needs it. If it's a ksus yoyim, give it back to him in the yoyim. Something, a pillow. If you took a pillow as a mashkin, you could keep it in the day. Because most, then they didn't sleep in the day. You give it back to him at night. If it's something he needs at night, you can take it. You have to give it back when he needs it. So Rashi there says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Chayav Li. You guys owe me. Hare nafshecha oyle etzli kol emes ve'emes v'noiseres din v'cheshvan. Person's neshama, when he goes to sleep, goes up to Shemayim, and he gives a din v'cheshvan. And it's not always a good din v'cheshvan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, every night the mashkin comes up to me, the neshama, and I can hold it back. You guys owe me. But what do? Ani machzir l'cha. Every single morning when it comes the time, I give it back. When you need it, I give it back. So if I do that, af ato, toil v'hoshiv. You too. What? You're going to have an asoya not to give back the mashkin. I lent him a ton of money. Why should I give back the mashkin? You owe me more than that. And I give back the mashkin. The neshama going up, it's like a mashkin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? We say it in Davli anywhere. But, what? What do we say? No. Okay. But I hope on him you'll find it. Yeah. And the shamans go up, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it back. He doesn't keep it. And this Rashi, the Makor is a Zoya. It's in the Zoya. If I'm not mistaken, it's a Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it every night. It's like a mashkin. And he gives it back in the morning. If I'm not mistaken, it's the only Zohar that's brought in the Ktzoyis HaChoshim. I think it's in Dalarei. The Ktzoyis has a nidoin. If a malva takes a mashkin from the loiva, but for a choyv, you have to give it back. But what if the loiva owes him money for a different time? A different time, the loiva owed him $100,000 and is not planning on paying. Are you allowed to hold back the mashkin for that choyv? Not for this choyv. You stop. Last year, you owed me $100, you never paid. And I want to be toifet it. Now, you gave me the mashkin. I'll be reshus, I got the mashkin. Am I allowed to withhold it? Or no, I have to give it back. The Zohar says, you're not allowed to chap a mashkin. You are not allowed to chap a mashkin. And it says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the neshama, and you owe him big time for years. And he doesn't hold it back, he gives it back. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't chap it, so too you can't chap the mashkin. It's a Zohar. But the Ktzoyis brings it down to halacha. The Tzoyis makes the comparison. He says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back the Mashkin. Something I was going to do with Mashkin. In Dine Mashkin, he brings this. But HaKol Ponim, this is number one. Says the Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives it back. So Mamele, he says like this. He says, the point, I'm going to mention the Rambam, but he says like this. The point of Maseis Mu'uma, when you lend your chaver money, don't take a mashka. You're going to think, I lent the money, he owes me. I should be able to take the mashka, I shouldn't have to give it back. What you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is nothing compared to that. Every loan, even if, the Torah doesn't mean a loan of a pruta, Maseis Mu'uma. Mu'uma means, even if it was $1 billion, it's Mu'uma. Klape, would you owe Hashem? It's a perspective. I lent him $1 million. I shouldn't take a mashkin. It's nothing for what Hashem didn't take the mashkin. And on this, he brings the Rambam. Now, boy, this is one of my favorite Rambams. And I had such a know that not everyone, I don't know why. It's a Rambam. It's not. This is not a Metziah. It's not a Metziah. But I guess not everyone is mislahiv. There's an Isser in the Torah to take Mekoma. Loi sikoim v'loi sita. What's the Yisoid of the Isser? You look, there's many Yishoinim over there in the parish in Kedoshim. What's the Isser in the Mekoma? Is it about, if you saw Yishoinim, it's about midos, bad midos, taivas, etc., etc. Tit for tat. Don't take tit for tat. Getting it back. What is the Rambam? It's mamish at the end of Hilchos Deis. That's where the Rambam brings Dinei Nekoma. What's the problem with Nekoma? Listen. The Rambam says, it's a midah ro to take Nekoma. Elo. Ro'i la'odom li'ois mavir al kol divrei ha'oilum. You have to be mavir. Forget about it. Whatever someone did to you. Don't go Nekoma, Tito. Yeroi Lavra al Kol Divrei, and this is in the Rambam, Perek Zayin Deis Halocha Vov. Why? Shahakol Eitzel HaMevinim Divrei Hevel Vahavoy. For the Mevinim, anything in Oilam Hazeh is Hevel Vahavoy. Ve'einoi Kedai Limkoim Aleyem. It's not worth it. Moshel L'mad Dovadoyim. I'm giving the Moshel that the Kliyoka brings down. Imagine, you come to Yeshiva, and all of a sudden you meet your friend that you were in kindergarten together. You haven't seen him since kindergarten. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And he picks up a stick and starts whacking you over the head and beating you up. So what are you doing? He says, when we were in kindergarten, I built a building out of Lego, and you came in and you destroyed it. And I was so angry, and I was always waiting to get you back. What's the problem with that story? What's his problem? He didn't grow up. He doesn't realize that breaking a building shell of Lego is nothing. It's not worth taking the comma for. He's off the wall. For a little kid in kindergarten that doesn't understand anything, that's his life. That's his whole life. The building he built, that's his life. You knock it down, he goes crazy. But yeah, 21, 22 years old, and you still think that that building of Lego is worth making a big deal about. You don't belong here. You belong in an institution. You belong somewhere else. It says the Rambam, the boy said, you can't laugh at the Moshel, because it's with an imshal. Anything in Oilam Hazeh that a person did, Oilam Hazeh Dikinyonim, so we're big people, not Lego, but he did something serious over here. I have tainas on him. But not to take Nekoma. It doesn't mean you can't have taroimus. But to take a Nekoma, you're making that level of making a big deal of Oilam. Shahakol Eitel HaMevinim, if you're a Mevin, it's all Divrei Hevel V'Avoy. You make a big deal about Ruchnias. About learning, about a Gemara. If your chavusa doesn't say good svara, that's not hevel vavai. Then you take out the stick. Okay? Then you can take out the stick. Yoini, I didn't mean that literally. That's this Rambam. Rabbi said, the Rambam says, what's the problem if someone takes a nekoma? There's a new shita in nekoma. What's the problem? Said, it's not about midas. Not bad midas. It's not what it's about, bechlal. You're not a mivin. You don't chap priorities. Oh, the mazin's about all your priorities are off the wall. That's the problem with someone who takes the go. Says the Chofetz Chaim back to us, that is the pshat in this Rashi. Kisashe b'reicha maseis mu'umah. When the Torah is saying the word mu'umah, the mechuvah is that big chayv or less. It's that this is how you should look at it. I don't care if it's $1 billion, but it's money. It's money. So the mazin dikin yonah. Everything here, he says, is hevel avai. He brings down the Rambam. Oh, he's and Mamela klapi what we owe the Eibishter. And the Eibishter gives back the Neshama. This is nothing with nothing. He's misnai gimei berachanim in the parsha of Soira Umoira. What are you saying? Soira Umoira is killed. He's nidan al shem Soira. What did he do? He didn't do any Avera now that's Mechayit Misa. Right now, what's he doing? He's taking money from his parents, father. He's buying a certain type of meat, a certain type of yayin, zoyle. So what's the al-say? What's his problem? Because after this, when it's Nigmar Momo in Oviv, he's going to start being molested as Abiyas. He's going to join the mafia. And then he'll start robbing. And if they don't give him the money willingly, they'll start killing them. And one thing leads to... So he's killed. What's the Soira Moira's problem? How would you be Magdiva's problem? The Ramban says, he's over the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Whoa, it's Madregas. He's over. The Ibn Ezra, which is very near to what we just said. Ibn Ezra over here. Very near to what we just said. The Ibn Ezra says, a Soira Umoira is... And what does he say? Who knows? I haven't said it over in a while. Ibn Ezra says... Is marbe lishtois v'hu meshtaker ze kemoi apikoris. He's an apikoris. You get that? I have a lot of words for this, Spencer. I have a lot of machshavas about it. Where does apikoris come from? Why is he an apikoris? What is he missing? He's an apikoris. Ki lo yivakesh chaye ha'oilom hazeh Ki'im lehis aneg v'chol minei maichel u'mishnu. He thinks that Olam Hazeh, he gets put here to live it up, to enjoy, to drink and be merry, because he's not around forever. Tomorrow we die. He's missed the boat. That's not why you're here in Olam Hazeh. You're here in Olam Hazeh to be an Oyved Hashem, to learn Torah. Everything in Olam Hazeh is for you. Don't get that wrong. The Yerushalmi says that if there's something in Olam Hazeh that you see and you weren't nana from that, there's going to be a tvi on you. It says, "Os the Yerushalmi, the Mishavur was in Hilda's Brochus. Osid Adam Litein Esadin, the Kol Dover Shiroh of Aloy Nana Mimenu. You didn't know that. Osid Lovei, you can go up and the Kodesh Boros and say, did you taste this type of fruit? This type of nash. He'll say, no, I don't want it. She'll say, why? What do you think I made it for? The guy, I made it for you. Chaim Kanievsky, like they want to buy a shol tzocha, he has passed me one of those. He made sure I taste everything. I'm not, he's like different types of fruit, it's like in jelly beans, I'm not sure. Is one of each jelly beans, or it's the same thing? One jelly bean is the same, different taste. Yeah, I have a suffix in that. Sometimes I do both, sometimes I say, but I coupon him, but everything in Olam Hazeh, every enjoyment, every anot, they're for us. But why are we doing it? That's not the tachlis. That's his problem. The Surah Moah holds, it starts here and stops here. That's apikursis. That's apikursis. He has no idea what Adam has to say. He doesn't know what it's about. But when a person chaps that it's all here for us, but use it, enjoy, go play, play a good game, have a good time, but you'll come back rejuvenated, you'll be able to learn better, you'll be able to daven better. The Ramban says, Kemoshe Kasavti, when he brings this Kedoshim, Kemoshe Kasavti in Parshas Vezchana and the Pasuk for Oisei Savit. He says, what's for Oisei Savit? I'm ending. For Oisei Savit means, the Ramban says, you should be an Eved HaKonui Lufnei Adoinov, that Malachis Rabo is Iker, Tzorchei Atzmocho Arai, which means, doesn't mean don't do what you want here, but it should be the Iker L'Shem Shemayim, eat, drink, have fun, the Tzorech Kiyum HaGuf, whatever your guf, if your guf is not functioning well, you're not going to be able to learn, you won't be able to do mitzvahs and learn, so make sure it functions, whatever it takes, no job, whatever it takes to make sure it, and he ends off, Kimoy Shekosuv, Ahalalo Hashem B'chayay. That's the end. Where's that pasuk? We say it. It's something we say. Ahalalo Hashem B'chayay. It's Yechidush in the Ramban. What's the translation of Ahalalo Hashem B'chayay? Parshas, we think it means during my life. Ahalalo Es Hashem. What does it mean? What do you mechaven? You say it every day. As I'm a little kabbiyadi. Ahalalo Hashem B'chayay. During my life. That's not what it means, says the Ramban. It means with my life. It's with. My whole life will be Mahalal Hashem, constantly. How can that be? When I'm learning, davening, I hear. What about when I'm playing basketball? When I'm on the court, where's the Ahalal Hashem? What does he mean? That's what Ramban means. When you're playing ball, it's Ahalal Hashem. Avocha told me, says Rebbe, when I play ball, doesn't make a difference if I win or lose. I'm not into it for the game. I pass. He passes all the time. So, you know, the guy that's sitting on the outside that's not so good and just got on the team, I make sure to pass for him. The guy's taking a great shot. I'm not going to jump up and block him. I play nice, make sure to build everyone up. I said, that's beautiful. But I am never picking you on my team when I'm there. You're not on my team. So be nice other places. I said, no, you played well. I said, I don't know, I play to win. I said, no, I'm not picking you on my team. So where's the Ahalal Es Hashem? That's how where's the Ahalal Es Hashem B'chaya? It means, but why are you going there? I need it. I gotta play ball. I gotta get out. I gotta get my koiches. Everything that a person does, b'soif dover, that's Ahalal Es Hashem B'chaya. And Rabbi Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem B'chaya.